In a logo, a white horse gallops, sprouts wings, and leaps over statuary that spells out the letters TRI, which recede below a shrinking triangle. Tri-Star Pictures. Words appear. Tri-Star Pictures presents a Rastar production. A young woman, wearing glasses, walks down a residential street under a canopy of tall shade trees. A Herbert Ross film. Several kids speed by on bicycles. Sally Field. Dolly Parton. The young woman reaches inside her purse. Shirley MacLaine. Daryl Hannah. She stops and sprays breath freshener in her mouth. Olivia Dukakis. She continues along and crosses the street. Julia Roberts. Steel Magnolias. She jumps to the curb as a pickup truck starts up.
Morning!
Morning!
A boy tosses a newspaper from his bicycle. Tom Skerritt. A girl gets up from a front porch swing to retrieve the newspaper. Dylan McDermott drops the paper off with an adult on the porch, then goes back to her swing. Kevin J. O'Connor. Bill McCutcheon. Elsewhere, a young baseball team trots down a Main Street sidewalk. A young woman consults a crumpled piece of paper. The baseball team runs down to a riverside park where a band is playing. Anne Wedgeworth, B.B. Besh, Jonathan Ward, Bill Johnson. The young woman walks past a stately White House and greets the newspaper boy.
Good morning!
Good morning!
And Sam Shepard. Associate producer Andrew Stone. Casting by Hank McCann. She looks across the street at another White House where a woman is unloading her car. Costumes by Julie Weiss. Music by Georges Delarue. Edited by Paul Hirsch. Production design by Gene Callahan and Edward Pisoni. Director of Photography, John A. Alonzo. Executive Producer, Victoria White. At a brick house across the street, two men unload a three-tiered wedding cake from a catering van. Other men unload floral arrangements, crates of stemware, and table umbrellas. Screenplay by Robert Harling, based on his play, Steel Magnolias. Produced by Ray Stark. Directed by Herbert Ross. She jumps back as a man in a green hat fires a pistol upward at a flock of birds.
Get out of here! Get out of here!
Inside the house, a woman in a white dressing gown trots down the stairs, runs across the kitchen, crowded with domestic
Mama!
Help.
Three more radios for you, Shelby.
Not now, Tommy. Mama! This nail polish is drying way too dark. Practically pink my foot. Looks like a stuffed pig bled all over my hand.
Her mother is taking stemware out of a tray, but many of them are broken.
Oh, no. It has to be delicate.
Shelby, if I don't have something, I will send one of your brothers down to get some delicate pink nail polish.
Hey, Mom, there's
something. Mother heads outside.
Great idea, Mama. I'd love to see what the boys would pick out.
Delivery man! Someone stop that truck! Stop that!
One of the boys stuffs ice down her back.
Don't put ice down my back!
You should drown them at birth.
Shelby, see if you can get this
wheel. Mama, my nails are wet.
Shelby heads back upstairs.
Ma'am.
Says a man at the tray
of
broken glass.
Can you look at those, please?
She dials a phone.
Myrtle, hi.
Hold on, please.
She runs out the front door and yells at the man with the green hat with the pistol.
Mom! Sweetheart, I'm on the phone! Stop that now! I can't hear myself think!
Myrtle, the champagne glasses, they're all broken. Help!
Elsewhere, the young woman wearing glasses stands across the street from Truby's beauty spot. As Truby goes from the garage into the house.
Dad!
The young woman crosses the street towards the beauty parlor.
This
Inside, a man with a cigarette in his mouth watches TV.
Turn off that stupid television.
Trulie approaches, carrying a basket of laundry.
These Easter eggs.
Ran out of stuff.
Well, that's why God invented the A and P.
You gotta work on the truck.
No, you've got to get the lead out.
Yes, ma'am. I live to serve.
If those eggs are not at the church by noon, they don't get hidden.
The young woman wearing glasses reaches the front porch. Trulie opens the door.
Mrs. Jones, are you an ale? Oh, you sweet thing. Come on.
Running back inside to yell out the window at the departing pickup
truck.
Am I interrupting something?
No, I'm just screaming at my husband. I can do that anytime. Please, call me Trulie.
Hey, thank you.
Back at the bride's house.
Mama, look at this. This was in the hall closet.
What is it?
Rubbers. Tommy says Jonathan's planning to cover the honeymoon getaway car with these. Please stop him.
Keep your voice down. Keep your voice.
Jonathan! Boys, I want to talk to you.
The boys get up and scamper out the door.
Tommy! Jonathan, don't you decorate your sister's car with condoms. It's tacky.
It's like talking to a brick wall. If he's trying to drive me crazy, it's too late. There must be a better way to get rid of those birds.
Well, we could cut down all our trees. Or change the migratory patterns of the birds in North America. Take your pick.
Getting back upstairs.
You're the one that told him to get rid of them.
I had no idea he would alienate the entire neighborhood.
The neighborhood would be a lot more alienated if they got covered in bird shit at my reception.
Pretty talk. You have to be so crude.
At the beauty parlor, Annelle sprays hairspray on Trulie's hair. Trulie coughs. Trulie looks in a mirror.
Okay.
Oops, I see a hole.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd catch that.
Annelle goes at it with a little
comb. It's a little bit poofier than I would normally do, but I'm nervous.
Oh, I'm not worried about that.
Standing
I usually
up.
Wrap my entire head in toilet paper when I go to bed at night, so it usually gets pretty smushed down in that process anyway.
In my class at the trade school, I was number one when it came to frosting and streaking. Hmm. I did my own.
Really?
Looking at her.
That's good. And I can usually spot a bottle job at 20 paces.
Wrapping a scarf around her neck.
Your technique is really good.
And tying it in a bow over her head.
I think your form and content will improve with time. So, best I can tell, young lady, you've just landed yourself a job.
Oh,
smothering Trulie in an enormous hug.
No time for thanks this morning, honey. We're going to be busier than a one-armed paper hanger.
Oh, here, let me help you.
It's all right. I got it.
You got tiny little hairs and fuzzies all over you.
Brushing
There's
it
so
off.
Much static electricity in this room. I pick up everything with boys and money.
Outside, a young man in a sleeveless jean jacket runs down exterior stairs Louis? Towards a motorcycle.
Louie, hold up. I want you to meet Annelle.
Hi.
She's taking Judy's place.
Swell.
Putting on sunglasses.
Hurry, take out the garbage!
Damn! Great. What'd you hire her for?
He drives off.
Our son. We're so proud of him. Now, honey, what do you say we talk some trash?
They walk down from the front porch toward the trash cans.
I am so excited. I can't believe it's happening. I'm a beautician.
Glamour technician. And I'll have you know you are working in the most successful shop in this town. Because I have a strict philosophy that I have stuck to for 15 years. There is no such thing as natural beauty.
There is no such thing as natural beauty.
You remember that, or we're all out of a job. Well, just look at me now. It takes some effort to look like this.
Oh, I can see that.
The two of them carry a trash can.
So, how long have you been in town?
A few weeks.
New in town. It must be exciting being in a new place. I wouldn't know. I've lived here all my life. Well, tell me things about yourself.
There's nothing to tell. I live here. I've got a job now. That's it. Can I borrow a few of these back issues of Southern Hair?
Sure, take them. It is essential to stay abreast of the latest styles. And I'm glad to see your interest. Well, you must live close by. At least in walking distance, I mean. I didn't see a car.
I don't have a car.
Been staying across the river at Roebling's boarding house.
Well, that's quite a walk. Ruth Roebling. Now there is a story for
putting
you.
Putting her arm around and
she is a troubled, twisted soul. Her whole life has been an experiment in terror. Her husband got killed in World War II, then her son got killed in Vietnam. I have to tell you, when it comes to suffering, she is right up there with Elizabeth Taylor.
I had no idea.
A large sedan turns into the driveway.
Oh, Clary!
Good morning!
Anel, I'd like to introduce you to the former First Lady of Chinkapin, Ms. Belcher. Clary, I'd like you to meet Anel.
I'm a little embarrassed. I'm windblown. I've just been to the dedication of the new children's park.
Yeah, how did that go?
Beautifully. Except, Janice Van Meter got hit with a baseball. It was fabulous.
Was she hurt?
I doubt it. She got hit in the head. Janice Van Meter's the current mayor's wife. We hate her.
They just named the new park after Clary's late husband. This town is so proud of her.
That's nice.
What's your family name, dear?
Well, my married name is Dupuy. I'm originally from Zwali.
How nice.
And now, honey, there's some towels in the dryer. Would you fold them and bring them in, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Anel walks off.
Sweet gal. Where'd you find her?
Well, yesterday when Judy quit, I called up to trade school and I told them to send me a warm body. And Anel was the valedictorian of the hairdo class. And I think there's a story there.
They go in the house.
What makes you say that?
Well, for starters, she's married. But she's living over at Ruth Roebling's alone.
I'd get to the bottom of this if I were you. You have some nice silverware you'd like to keep.
Oh, I'm not worried about that at all. She's just as sweet as she can be. And besides, I kind of like the idea of hiring somebody with a past.
She can't be more than 18. She hasn't had time to have a past.
Going into the bathroom.
Get with it, Clary. This is the 80s. If you can achieve puberty, you can achieve a past. Oh!
Swatting. I don't know how Malin puts up with that. Come on, get out of here.
A young man in a tan sweater drives up to the bride's house. He gets out, looks in a bedroom window, pulls the window up, and climbs in. Opens a door to a bathroom where Shelby is taking a bath.
Jackson, please.
I'm going to talk some sense into you if it kills me.
Get back over to Aunt Laura's. It's bad luck to see me before the wedding.
So you are going to marry me.
Sitting on the floor.
Jackson.
Come on now. We can work this out, Shelby, please.
She gets out of the tub.
You know you won't go through with this. You don't have to give back all the wedding presents. That VCR alone is worth getting married for. And I love you.
My daddy catches you in here. The question of whether or not I can carry your children will not matter. He will cut your thing off.
Say you're gonna marry me. I hate suspense.
Okay. You meet me 2:00, Presbyterian Church. I'll be the one in the veil down front.
He clasps his hands around her cheeks and kisses her.
I'm gonna make you very happy.
He goes out.
We'll see.
Meanwhile, in the living room, Tommy dribbles a basketball. Jonathan yawns on the couch as their father comes to the door.
Boy! Give me this boy's.
Grabbing the newspaper from Jonathan and race walking across the house.
Boys.
Malin comes out.
We're off to Truvy's. Jonathan, I want you to keep your eye on your brother, Tommy.
Grabbing the basketball.
Your brother's warden is what you are, and that horrible woman is coming by to deliver the groom's cake in about a minute.
She stops and looks at Tommy.
Where's your father?
His coffee kicked in.
Shrugging and grabbing the basketball back.
Shelby, let's go.
Mama, I said I'd be right there.
Malin spots the pistol on a table in the hallway and stuffs it in a drawer.
Shelby, you're going to be late for your own wedding.
I'm
going to wear my hair down because Jackson likes my hair down.
But the veil would be so much prettier with your hair up.
Get over it, Mama.
As she opens the front door, a disheveled woman with a dog runs up the walk. She struggles to keep the dog under control.
It's Miss Weasel. Back door.
His father returns to the living room.
I think there's somebody at the door.
I think it's for Daddy.
Who tosses his jacket and the newspaper on the couch, then walks back out.
Sit, please. Thank you.
To the front door. He laughs.
Weezer, you look like hammered shit.
Don't talk to me like that.
Sorry, you look like regular shit.
I have such a bone to pick with you. Stop that! Stop egging him on. Come here. Stop it. Listen, I have just come from the vet. Come here, Rick. Whitey Black says that all this noise that you've been making around here for the last 2 days has been causing a nervous condition in my dog. Look at this. All his hair's falling out.
Pulling up a tuft.
I gotta give this animal tranquilizers.
Whitey Black is a moron. I'm not even sure he has poseable thumbs. Now, if you'll excuse me, I got a little work out in the backyard.
She follows him inside.
Hi, Miss Weezer.
Leave me alone.
And into the backyard.
Now, you listen to me. I don't know if I'm coming or going.
Yeah, I heard you got so screwed up you cut your dog out of your will and had an ungrateful nephew put to sleep.
He pours some ammunition into his hand.
End of my rope.
Well, you tie a noose in and slip it over your head.
Stuffs it in his pocket. Weezer grabs the ammunition boxes and runs off.
Oh, damn it, Weezer.
She throws them into a swimming pool covered in magnolias.
I don't have to kill you. Boys, bring me my gun.
Don't you threaten me, Drummington, or I will call the police.
I got to scare away about 5 zillion birds this afternoon before Shelby's reception. If I don't, I'll have to deal with my wife, and I make it a point never to deal with my wife.
But that dog is on his last legs. What am I going to do with that poor
Serve
animal?
Serve him on toast.
You get those magnolias out of my tree.
The judge has not decided whose tree that is exactly.
It is mine. I will speak to Malin about this.
At the beauty parlor, Droopy puts curlers in Shelby's hair.
Oh, these chocolate chips semi-sweet or milk.
While Annelle washes Malin's hair.
Is it K-Roll syrup light or dark?
It's a matter of taste.
Where's the other one you were talking about? A cup of
Oh, that's simple. You don't need to write that down. That's a cup of flour, a cup of sugar, a cup of fruit cocktail with the juice, and you mix and bake at 350 till golden bubbly.
Sounds awfully rich.
It is. So I serve it over ice cream to cut the sweetness. I'll be right back, honey. Well, Malin, looks like you're ready to roll. And I think we can trust the nail here to do that. Honey, her quaff your cards in that little box on the counter.
Oh, I don't know. Today is a very special day, and my work tends to be too poofy when I'm nervous.
You stop that. You're a professional now, so just get over there and bang some hair.
Annelle stares blankly at Malin.
Does your dress have to go over your head? No. Oh, good.
Annelle backs into a cart.
I'm sorry.
Relax. You can't screw up her hair. You just tease it and make it look like a brown football helmet.
Well, I must have missed the passage in Emily Post that said all abuse is heaped on the mother of the bride.
Oh, hush, girls. Shelby, your mama never tells us much. What's Jackson like?
He's really cute. And I thought he was a pest at first, but then he kind of grew on me, and now I love him.
You made a very good catch, Shelby. Louisiana lawyers do well, whether they want to or not.
Oh, I don't really care. Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. The money is real nice and all, but I just like the idea of growing old with somebody.
Well, in France.
My dream is to get old and sit on the back porch covered with grandchildren and say no and stop that.
Are you going to quit your nursing job?
Never. I love it. I love being around all those babies.
Drum and I both feel that she should not work after she gets married.
Well, I'm so anxious to discuss this topic for the 900th time this week.
You should not be on your feet all day long. You should be kinder to your circulatory system.
You know what you need in here, Truvy?
Mm-mm.
You need a radio. Music is a wonderful thing to have in the background. It takes the pressure off everybody feeling they have to talk so much.
Oh, I used to have one, but I slammed it against the wall when I couldn't figure out where the batteries went. Of course, I know now I was suffering from premenstrual syndrome.
Radio, what did I just hear? Oh, yes. The Antilli family selling KPPD. Hmm. I wonder how much radio stations sell for.
Miss Clary, you should buy KPPD. You got plenty of money.
What would I do with a radio station? Oh, business never interested me. Lord took care of all that stuff. Shelby, I hope you and Jackson be as happy as Lord and I were. We had such a good time. Until November. Well, at least he hung on through the state playoffs.
Miss Clary, there are still good times to be had.
Well, I really do love football. But it's hard to parlay that into a reason to live.
What are your colors, Shelby?
They're blush and bash.
Ooh. Her colors are pink and pink.
My colors are blush and bashful, Mama.
How precious is this wedding gonna get, I ask you?
My colors are blush and bashful. I have chosen two shades of pink. One is much deeper than the other.
But the bridesmaids' dresses, they are really beautiful.
Ceremony will be, too. The walls are banked with sprays of flowers in my two shades of blush and bashful. Pink carpets specially laid out for my service, and pink silk bunting draped over anything that would stand still.
That sanctuary looks like it's been hosed down with Pepto-Bismol.
I like pink. Pink is my signature color.
How many bridesmaids?
Nine.
Nine? Good Lord.
Exactly. Mama made me have my cousins in Margie St. Maurice.
Shelby, let's not go into this now. You know there was no way around it.
It will be pretentious. And Daddy always says an ounce of pretension is worth a pound of manure.
The poet laureate of Dogwood Lane.
Mama, I wish you'd get off Daddy's back.
Shelby, look, now I don't really want to
fill us in on the reception.
Shelby stands up.
My reception. Ferns, dancing, tons of people. Every pink flower west of the Mississippi.
Spins toward her
cake
mother.
In the dining room and the groom's cake hidden in the carport.
Shelby and I, we agree on one thing.
The groom's cake. It's awful. It's in the shape of a giant armadillo.
An armadillo? You're joking, right?
No, Jackson wanted a cake in the shape of an armadillo, and he's got an aunt that makes them.
It's unusual.
It's repulsive. It's got gray icing. I can't even begin to think how you make gray icing.
Worse, the cake pot is red velvet cake. Blood red. People are going to be hacking into this poor animal that looks like it's bleeding to death.
The rehearsal supper was a real experience.
Mom, it wasn't that bad. Was that at Jackson's uncle's place on the river?
Sitting back down.
Jackson comes from a good old Southern family with good old Southern values. Either shoot it, stuff it, or marry it.
This is simply outdoorsy, that's all.
Did y'all do anything especially romantic?
We drove down to Frenchman's Point and went parking.
Oh. Oh, Shelby, really?
Oh, Malin, leave her alone. This is my favorite part. This is the romantic part. Now, see, that's what really melts my butter.
Well, then, we went skinny dipping and we did things that frighten the fish.
It's been a long time since we've had a youngster in this place.
We talked and talked and talked.
I love those kind of talks. In the arms of the man you love.
Actually, we fought most of the time.
You fought?
Well, because I told him I wouldn't marry him.
What? Why'd you go do a thing like that?
Oh, it's okay now. We worked it all out.
Oh, it's probably just one of those last-minute jitter things.
No, but the wedding's still on.
Well, thank goodness, because this is going in the Hairdo Hall of Fame.
Turning Shelby's chair to face her mother.
That wasn't a nice thing to do to your mama. Never say a thing like that to a woman who's marinating 50 pounds of crab claws.
Oh, but the making up can be so romantic. I miss romance so much.
Oh, truly. Can't be that bad.
Oh, really now? Well, the last romantic thing my husband did for me was back in 1972. He enclosed this carport so I could support him.
Well, Truvy, now, I think I have something that could cheer you up.
Drummond and I have been planning on talking to your husband about building a room under our house.
Malia, are you serious? If you'll give Spud a job, I'll give you auto arrangements for the rest of your life.
Shelby shakes and twitches.
And that husband's pretty good.
And starts
to
sweat.
I think you know what
sweat.
You're doing. Thank you. Mrs. Eaton,
Shelby's
you have
Shelby's mouth
great
opens
hair.
Wide.
And your scalp's as clean as a whistle.
I tried. Well, it must run in the family. This young one's got the prettiest head of hair I ever had my hands in.
Shelby returns to Shelby's hair.
Just because I'm bragging on you don't mean you
can
get lazy on me. Hold your head
up,
Shelby.
Shelby punches
Shelby?
At the chair.
Shelby! Malin!
I'll get some juice.
Harry runs off. Malin puts a towel
Shelby,
on Shelby's face.
There's some candy in my purse.
I have some left here.
Opening a drawer.
Shelby.
Malin stuffs
on,
candy
Harry's
in Shelby's face.
Juice.
But
Shelby
slaps
some
other
Shelby.
Hands.
Should I get her a cookie?
No. Juice is better.
Here's the juice.
Shelby, you need some juice. You need some juice.
Shelby Don't shakes her head
drink
rapidly.
The juice. Please drink the juice.
Shelby
no!
slaps at the juice glass. Annelle gets a towel
purse.
And mops the juice off the floor.
You didn't bring your purse. No, you didn't. No, here you go.
No.
There you go. Drink some of this.
Forcing the glass into her mouth.
It's not any wonder with all this running around and wedding nonsense.
Excuse me, should I call the doctor or something?
No.
She's a diabetic.
She just has a little too much insulin, that's all. We'll just get a little more in it, she'll be all right.
Don't leave me alone, I'm gonna leave.
Oh, I'd love to see you try. Cooperate, please.
Honey, drink, please.
Come on now, there we go. Yes. There you go. There. That's a start.
This one hit her fast.
She's been so upset lately. Dr. Mitchell told her on her last appointment, children aren't possible.
Don't talk about me like I'm not here.
Oh, she's making some sense now.
Wiping the
yes,
tears from Shelby's face.
This one was not bad at all. It
Shelby,
was not bad
now
at
weeping
all.
Profusely.
No, I think we need a little more juice.
Could I do something to help?
No. She'll be fine. Don't fuss over her. My malady's very important to Shelby.
Here, Malin.
Thanks. I am really sorry about the children part, Malin. I know. Shelby's afraid that Jackson will be throwing away his chance to have children.
Jackson said, Shelby, don't be stupid. There's plenty of kids out there need good homes.
Drink some.
We'll adopt 10 of them. We'll buy him if we have to.
Jackson sounds like good people to me.
Shelby contorts her mouth into a wide smile. Now she looks up at her mother.
Oh, Mama, I'm sorry.
It's all right, honey. Oh, it's all right. It's all over now. It's all over. You hold your juice.
Okay.
It's all over. Hold your juice.
Okay.
All right. Oh, I'll fix it. We'll fix it.
Leaning into a hug.
Okay.
At the Eatonton house, as the boys walk out, their father approaches.
What did I do with my gun? Well, where'd you leave it?
How the hell do I know?
Well, come on, we got work to do. Daylight's burning. Gonna get rid of some birds.
The three of them search through a cluttered room. Jonathan finds a bunch of arrows. Grum finds a crossbow. Tommy holds up a bullseye target.
Dan, I got the car. No, we're not going target shooting. Forget it.
Tommy drops the target, and they run outside.
Miss Cleary, what cute shoes.
At the beauty parlor.
You think so? I'm not so sure myself. They seem a little too racy for me. I'll probably give them away.
Oh, they're
they
just
carry
too
cartons of Easter
of
eggs into the trunk of a car.
You decide to get rid of them. I'm buying from you.
What size you wear?
Well, in a good shoe, I wear a size 6, but a 7 feels so good, I buy a size 8.
They're 8 and a half.
Perfect.
Lord, give us strength.
Weezer arrives, pulled by her dog.
That is one ugly dog. What kind of dog is that?
If it had a head, it'd be a Saint Bernard.
This is it. I have found it. I am in hell. Good morning, Weezer.
Don't try to get on my good side, Truby. I no longer have one.
Tying the leash around a tree.
You're a little early, ain't you?
That is precisely why I'm here. I've got to talk to Malin about her husband. He is a boil on the butt of humanity.
I'm sorry, Weezer. This whole thing has gotten out of hand.
It's not your fault, Malin.
Filling a dog dish from a garden hose.
You know, I used to think you were crazy for marrying that man. Then for a few years, I thought you were glutton for punishment. Now I realize you must be on some mission from God.
Miss Weezer, Daddy isn't trying to drive you crazy. He's just trying to make my reception nice. His heart's in the right place.
Weezer, I know for a fact there will be no more gunshots.
But he was going to fire a gun at me.
Setting down the water
They're
dish.
Blanks. Drum would never, ever point a gun at a lady.
He's a real gentleman. I bet he takes the dishes out of the sink before he pees in it.
Weezer glares at Annell, who turns away and puts some more egg cartons into the car.
Who the hell are you?
Annell?
Weezer, this is my new...
Fine. Now, I know everybody in this town. And I don't recall having seen you before.
Approaching her?
Well, I just moved into town not too long ago.
With your family?
No, Ma, I don't have any family to speak.
Your husband?
My husband?
The other women draw near.
Yes.
Well, that's kind of hard to say. I don't know.
You don't know?
Well, I'm not sure.
You're not sure.
Turning to Truvy.
I'm intrigued. Are you married or not? These are not difficult questions.
Well, I can't talk about it.
Of course you can.
Well, I'm not sure if I'm married or not. He's gone.
Men are the most horrible creatures, honey. They will ruin your life. You mark my words.
Everything is horrible. Bunky, that's my husband. He just vanished last week. He took all the money, my jewelry, the car. Most of my clothes were in the trunk. He's in big trouble with the law. Drugs or something. Police keep questioning me, but I don't know anything. They say that our marriage may not be legal.
Well, I wish you'd have said something.
I was scared to. I need a job in the worst way, and I didn't know if you would hire someone who may or may not be married to someone who might be a dangerous criminal. But, Miss Drury, I swear to you that my personal tragedy will not interfere with my ability to do good hair.
Of course it won't.
I really don't think things could get any worse.
Of course they can. We are awful. We are hateful, awful people. Here, all we've been talking about is weddings and psychotic animals.
What can we do to help?
I know one thing I can do. This afternoon, you're going to drop by my house and have some bleeding armadillo groom's cake.
Oh, yes, you must.
Oh, no, I couldn't. I still get real emotional sometimes.
Well, not today, you won't. It is going to be a great party.
I don't have anything to wear.
No problem. I'll bet I have something that'll do. I'm going to call the house.
She runs off.
Thanks.
At the Eatonton house. Drum attaches fireworks to an arrow.
All right. Load me up.
Tommy inserts the arrow into the crossbow. Jonathan lights it.
You ready?
Both boys stick their fingers in their ears.
Are you ready? Get out, stand back. Here we go.
A flock of birds scatters. Fireworks continue to erupt in the trees.
I hope no one was hurt. Shall we get my things?
The dog yanks its leash free from the tree. Weezer slams the trunk shut, smushing the eggs. Weezer, Shelby, and Malin chase after the dog.
Weezer, talk to your dog now. He'll listen to you.
Weezer, Truvy opens the trunk lid.
He'll rat kill. Daddy, where's my
Bite
him in the
throat. Bird food hits Weezer in the face. At the wedding.
Because God made thee.
maids of honor proceed down the aisle in their pink dresses and white lace hats. Malin walks with Jonathan. She sits down in a pew, then Jonathan tries to squeeze past her. Ruby smiles. Weezer frowns.
I'm sorry.
Clary at the back of the sanctuary.
Now, Shelby? Shelby, it's time. Daddy, it's time.
Patty is standing outside the church.
Daddy, it's time. It's time.
It's time.
He comes up the steps, pats down his jacket, takes her arm. Then Shelby decides to switch sides. They both smile. The door's open for them. The entire congregation turned their heads. A young boy carries a large box decorated in pink, followed by two flower girls. Then Shelby and her father. He winks at Weezer, who smiles back. Then he growls at her and she frowns. Truvy mouths words towards Shelby. Jackson stands at the front of the sanctuary. The minister faces the congregation. Drum and Jackson smile at each other.
Who gives this woman in marriage?
Shelby nudges her dad in the ribs.
Her mother and I do.
Malin sighs. Jackson takes Shelby's arm.
Dearly beloved.
Later. Pink paper bells with white bows twirl under the tent. Shelby dances with her father.
This has been the happiest day of my life, Daddy.
Oh, I'm glad, sugar. I'm not talking too loud, am I?
No, you're fine.
Malin dances with Jackson.
Shelby loves you very much.
I hope so. Cost me $60 to rent this sucker.
I'm being serious.
So am I. I got the receipt right here.
Could I say this, please?
Jackson folds his arms.
Shelby is so happy. I know when you're young, it seems like everything will always be perfect. Maybe it will be. Promise me you'll think about it before you make any big decisions about family.
Malin, I know what you're saying.
Good.
Harvey dances with her nephew. A bridesmaid sits alone, her elbow on a table, holding up her head with her hand. Annelle, in a strapless dress, reaches across the buffet table, takes a couple of rolls, and stuffs them in her purse. Then heads for a bowl of peanuts at the bar.
What can I get you?
Nothing, no thanks.
You sure? It's free?
Oh.
Come on, what'll it be?
A cherry Coke.
Sure.
While the bartender goes to get her Coke, she feeds herself some peanuts.
So, are you a friend of the bride or the groom?
Neither. Shelby invited me. I don't know why I'm here.
I'm Sammy. And this here is the best cherry Coke in the history of the world.
He flips a cherry into the glass. He hands her the drink. She takes a sip and smiles.
Can I help you, sir?
He smiles back at Annelle. Annelle gives him a quick glance, then turns away. Later, the bride and groom eat cake.
That Jackson
says a bridesmaid to Shelby.
One big hanging man.
Yes, I know.
Nancy Bear.
Come on.
Calories, calories.
Calories, calories. I don't like Belle Marmion. I don't trust anybody that does their own hair. I don't think it's normal.
She's the best volunteer we have at the Mental Guidance Center. She's so good with troubled children.
Wish I'd have taken Louis there when he was little and got him straightened out. I should have known Louis had problems when his imaginary playmates wouldn't play with him.
Oh, Truby, your boy grew up fine. He's just a little scary, that's all.
I just think it'd be fun to have access to all that secret, personal information. Oh, come on, Lynn. Won't you tell me some of your most bizarre cases and let me see if I can figure out who they are?
No.
There's some pretty sick tickets in this town.
I will do no such thing. Now cut that out.
Oh, you old fuddy duddy.
Later, the groom's cake. Reeser cuts a slice and serves it. Drum approaches the cake table.
I'm not speaking to you.
Oh, what a shame.
I mean it, Drum.
Weezer, can we call a truce long enough for me to get a piece of cake?
She stabs the armadillo, cutting off its rumpant tail, and presents it to him.
Thanks, Weezer. Nothing like a good piece of ass.
He walks off.
Clary, you know I'd rather walk on my lips than to criticize anybody. But
pointing at a fat, middle-aged lady.
Janice Van Meter.
I know.
I bet you money she's paid $500 for that dress and don't even bother to wear a girdle.
Looks like two pigs fighting under a blanket.
Well, I haven't left the house without lycra on these thighs since I was 14.
You were brought up right.
Two men go up to Drum, followed by Weezer. Drum leaves.
Weezer? Weezer, there's someone I'd like you to meet.
Who has the armadillo head on a plate?
That looks like an autopsy. Now, this is Jackson's aunt, Fern Thorpe, from Alexandria. She made the cake. You did this.
Guilty. It's very simple, really. It just takes patience.
You only do armadillos?
No, I can do anything except snakes. I don't have counter space.
Turning to Clarie, who smiles. Ruby dances with her son, Louis. Clarie dances with her nephew. Jackson's aunt dances with Drum. Annelle stands on the side, watching the lively dancing. Women twirl under the hand of their man. Janice Van Meter does her own unique steps. Speeds up. A couple face each other while doing a tap dance. As a crowd encircles them and claps. The two of them spinning through intricate steps. They take turns twirling under each other's arm. Later,
Mama, help me.
Malin pins the corsage on her daughter's dress.
You're finally rid of me.
Oh, I think you'd be back every now and then.
Corsages are pretty stupid when you think about it, aren't they?
They make Jackson Latry take good care of you.
Mama Jackson will take care of me. And I'll take care of him. And I'm not stupid. I'll get my bags.
She walks off. Outside, several young men sit on top of a moving car, drinking out of bottles, one of them firing a pistol in the air. Malin goes to the window to watch. The young men jump off the car and run up to the house, and raise Jackson onto their shoulders.
Jackson tosses his hat in the air. The young men throw inflated condoms on the lawn.
Inside.
Well, the boys just brought the car around.
What did they do to it?
Let me put it this way. If you and Jackson want to practice safe sex, you're all set.
Shelby kisses her father and her mother. Jackson shakes hands with his father-in-law and kisses his mother-in-law. People throw rice at the couple as they run towards the car. Drum kisses his wife as Weezer and Clary converse in the background. As the couple enter the car, Malin's smile fades. Shelby waves through the car window. Malin breaks into a smile and waves back.
Are you leaving so early?
Oh, yeah, but I'll have some sweet dreams with this under my
pillow.
Tell your husband I hope he feels better. He's going to be fine.
You see it on his bed for me?
I'll do it. I'm sure he's sorry he missed all this. It was such a beautiful wedding.
Thanks, Ruby.
Bye. You're leaving so soon.
As evening falls, Sammy gets out of his pickup truck after having changed out of his bartender's uniform. He sees Anel walking by on the sidewalk. Sammy walks over to her.
Hi.
Hello.
Would you like a ride?
Opening the passenger door.
I have new shoes. Have to break them in.
She walks off.
At the Eatonton house.
Well, good night. This is a lovely
keep
day.
Her away from me.
Stop it. Walk me home, Clary.
You just live over there.
I don't want to walk in that house by myself. You watch the evening news. Come on, you watch the news. You know what kind of world we're living in. Walk me home.
Who's going to walk me home?
You've got the flashlight.
My car's parked over there.
Come on, I want to talk.
This is ridiculous. You're just only a few feet away from here.
Follow me.
My goodness, you're acting like a child. You know that?
I'm not
a child. Older you get, the sillier you get.
The older you get, the uglier you get.
Later, neon Christmas lights flash in the night at an outdoor street festival.
On a stage, a beauty queen sits on a throne in front of a brass band.
At last, but never least, Santa's most beautiful helper, this year's Miss Merry Christmas, Betsy Beth Martellia!
She gets up from her throne, blows kisses to the crowd.
Ruby scoops up fried food at a food stand.
Get it while the getting's good! Best food in Louisiana! Blood, sweat, and tears going every little bowl full, right, boys?
That's right, Ruby.
Serves it to a pair of customers.
Shelby! Picture of Shelby!
Are you trying to sneak by us without buying some of our jumbo shrimp? They're hot and spicy, just like a nail.
Who's no longer wearing glasses?
You really should try one. We've already pulled their little heads off them and everything.
No thanks. I'm just killing time. Jackson's found a firearm. We may never see him again.
How about a glass of iced tea? It's the house wine of the South.
Perfect.
Oh, I'm coming up.
Boy, I bet your mama's happy you got home in time to make the festival.
Oh, I wouldn't miss the festival for the world.
How's your family?
All fine, Spuds, as outworn as ever. Louis brought his girlfriend home, and the nicest thing I can say about her is all of her tattoos are spelled correctly. Get your money away.
What, Stephen?
Later.
My hair is not the only thing that's changed. So much has happened. After they finally put Bunky Dupuis behind bars and I was rid of him, I went wild. I was running around, drinking, smoking.
Jezebel.
Truly helped me see the error of my ways. She gave me a place to live. Now I go to church. I've done guest lectures on beauty at the trade school.
Our little Anel here has become one of the hottest tickets in town.
Oh, truly.
Trish.
Well, I am enjoying the city more, and I'm so excited about this Christmas festival. There's a Messiah sing-along tomorrow.
She stops short.
Nobody move! Nobody move! My contact!
Bending down to the ground. Meanwhile, Kyrie walks up to Shelby and Jackson.
When did you get into town?
This afternoon. Hey, Merry Christmas.
Oh,
sorry.
I've
been trying to show Jackson everything. He's never been to the festival. Well, make sure you listen to the football game tonight.
Sure. What are we listening for?
Hey, I'm a working gal now. Didn't your mama tell you?
Mama never tells anyone anything.
I'm the color announcer for the Devils. I'm fabulous. I'm just too colorful for words.
Well, that's nice of them to let you talk on the radio.
Nice nothing. I own the radio station.
You bought it.
Yes, KPPD. The station of choice in Chicopee Parish. Meltzer, we gotta go.
Says the man accompanying her. They go off. Truvy comes home. She walks into the bedroom where Spud lies in bed, drinking beer, smoking, and watching TV.
Well?
Well, Raleigh Bassett got the contract. His bid was $6,000 under mine.
$6,000?
Well, he owns all his own equipment. I don't. It's hell to be poor and hired out.
Well, I have got some fried chicken here prepared by Christian women, a bottle of cheap wine, and I've arranged for some pretty incredible fireworks. Oh, come on, Spud. I don't want to miss the nativity made entirely out of sparklers.
I don't feel much like it.
Well, you will once we get there.
I'm happy where I am.
Spud, we always watch the fireworks.
In a football locker room.
This is KPPD Radio, station of choice for Chicopee Parish. Coming to you live from the Devil's Locker Room, this is Bart Boone with color announcer Clary Belcher.
Weezer sits nearby.
Thank you, Bob. You know, Bob, it's a shame our listeners can't be here to see the gorgeous new Devil uniform.
Many of which are being taken off by the players.
They're lovely.
I myself would never have chosen those white pants. They're filthy. I would have gone with the darker color. White shows everything. Just look at those grass stains. Impossible to get out.
It's hard to keep white clean when you're tackled.
But I love the tops. Such a vibrant purple. Bach, would you call this color grape or aubergine?
Shut up!
What?
You're making a fool out of yourself, Clary.
I am not. This is football.
All the people want to hear about is touchdowns and injuries. They don't give a damn about that grape shit.
In Malin's kitchen.
We have this new psychiatrist that comes in 2 days a week. Of course, I pick her name out of the grab bag. I've got to pick something up for her tomorrow. Would you put that down on the list?
Shelby writes it down.
I have no idea what to get your father. What's Jackson giving you, do you know?
Furniture.
Furniture? Well, my. Must be nice to be married to a rich lawyer. What's it for, the living room?
No, for the nursery.
Malin looks up from her cooking.
We wanted to tell you when you and Daddy were together, but you're never together, so it's every man for himself. I'm pregnant.
I realize that.
Malin looks down.
Well, is that it? Is that all you're gonna say?
What do you want me to say?
Well, something along the lines of congratulations.
Congratulations.
Cracking an egg. Shelby gets up and approaches her.
Would it be too much to ask for a little excitement? Not too much. I wouldn't want you to break a sweat or anything. It's in July. Oh, Mama. You have to help me plan.
We're gonna get a new house. Jackson and I are going house hunting next week. Jackson loves to hunt for anything.
What does Jackson say about all this?
He's so excited. He says he doesn't care whether it's a boy or a girl, but I know he really wants a son so bad he could taste it. He's really cute about the whole thing. It's all he can talk about. Jackson Lattre Jr.
Does he ever listen? I mean, when doctors and specialists give you advice, does he listen? I know you never do. Does he? Huh? What?
Well, I guess since he doesn't have to carry the baby, it really isn't any of his concern.
Mama. I want a child.
What about adoption? You filled out all the applications.
Mama, no judge is going to give a baby to someone with my medical record. Jackson even put out feelers about buying one.
People do it all the time.
Listen to me. I want a child of my own. I think it would help things a lot.
Mullen's face remains motionless.
I see.
She walks out of the kitchen.
Mama, you worry too much. In fact, I never worry because I always know you're word enough for both of us. Jackson and I have given this a lot of thought.
Into the pantry.
Really? Well, there's a first time for everything.
Don't start on Jackson, Mom.
Your poor body has been through so much. Why would you deliberately do this to yourself?
Diabetics have healthy babies all the
time. You are special, Shelby. There are limits to what you can do.
She returns to the kitchen, and Shelby follows her.
I'm going to be very, very careful. Nobody's going to be hurt or disappointed or even inconvenienced.
Least of all Jackson, I'm sure.
You're jealous. Because you no longer have a say-so in what I do, and that drives you up the wall. You're ready to spit nails because you can't call the shots.
I did not raise my daughter to talk to me like this.
Walking out.
Yes, you did.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Whenever any of us asked you what you wanted for us when we grew up, what did you say?
Shelby, I'm not in the mood to play games.
Sitting
Just
on
tell
the
me
bed.
What you said, Mama. What did you say?
The only thing I have ever said to you ever is that I want you to be happy.
Okay. The one thing that would make me happy is to have a baby. If I could adopt one, I would, but I can't. I'm going to have a baby, and I wish you'd be happy too.
I'll tell you what I wish.
I don't know what I wish. Mama, I don't know why you have to make everything so difficult. I look at having this baby as the opportunity of a lifetime.
Sitting next to her.
Sure, there may be risk involved. That's true for anybody. But you get through it and life goes on.
Taking her mother's hand.
And when it's all said and done, there'll be a little piece of immortality with Jackson's good looks and my sense of style. I hope.
Mullen stands up.
Please. Please. I need your support. I would rather have 30 minutes of wonderful than a lifetime of nothing special.
Mullen walks out. Elsewhere, Anel, on a stepladder, puts Christmas decorations up on the roof.
Hi. All right, I'm gonna hand it to you. I don't want to hit you upside the head.
Okay, I got one hole left.
Great. I want you to put the cords behind the pole because I don't want them to show. It'll look tacky.
I know you told me about 40 cents.
Shelby and Mullen drive up.
And now, did you do all this?
guilty. Truman just turned over the decoration responsibility to me. Look, I went to the fire sale at the Baptist bookstore in Shreveport last week. They had mismatched manger scenes at incredibly low prices. I cleaned them out of baby Jesus's, which I made into ornaments.
She's ready to roll.
Shelby, would you do the honors?
Shelby smiles and runs up to the porch.
Yeah. Here you are, Mrs. Latchery.
Thanks, Amy.
Taking the control switch from
him. Ready?
She presses the button. Malin laughs.
And now it's wonderful.
Truvy and Clarie come out onto the porch.
I think your elves have gone berserk.
Well, Shelby, I wasn't expecting to see you here today. What can I do for you? I'm running a special. It's called a Christmas Quickie.
Miss Truvy, I'm beyond help. Last week I discovered the early stages of crow's feet.
Honey, time marches on, and eventually you realize it's marching across your face.
Stop it.
Oh, no. Miss Wazer.
Wazer marching up with a stern look on her face.
I'm supposed to give her a pedicure today. I hate working on her feet.
It could have been a wash. She could have wanted a bikini waxing.
Let's not get graphic.
Sammy attaches the switch to the post on the porch.
Miss Wazer, I met an old friend of yours.
Oh?
Owen Jenkins.
Oh.
Owen.
Now there's a blast from the patio.
Do you remember him?
He remembers you.
Of course I remember him. He had the longest nose hair in the free world.
Well, he doesn't now. He hardly has any hair anywhere.
Owen's been gone from Chicopin Parish since God was a boy. I'd forgotten it ever existed.
Well, now he lives in Monroe and goes to First Presbyterian. When he found out where I was from, he asked me if I knew you. He used to live in Ohio somewhere. His wife just died recently, and he's moved back down here.
Does this story have a point?
No, not really. He just remembers you fondly, I think.
Well, I can't imagine why. He was not a bad fellow. But I managed to run him off and marry the first of two total deadbeats.
Well, maybe sometime I could arrange for us all to get together.
Maybe not.
Well, why not?
Shelby.
I managed in a few decades to marry the two most worthless men in the universe and then proceeded to have the three most ungrateful children ever conceived. The only reason people are nice to me is because I have more money than God. Now, I'm not about to open a new can of worms.
Wazer.
What?
If this is really how you feel, it isn't healthy. Maybe you should think about coming down to the guidance center and talking to someone with that help.
I'm not crazy, Malin. I've just been in a very bad mood for 40 years.
Later, Annelle enters Clarie's house. A domestic servant takes her coat.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, look at you. Is that new?
Well, I made the dress with my own two hands. I just threw the rest of it together.
The only thing that separates us from the animals is our ability to accessorize.
Now, why are you so late? Did you and Sammy get tangled up in the tents? What's your name? Kill me.
Merry Christmas. There's a young man holding mistletoe.
Oh,
I have to tell you, your nephew Marshall is a little piece of heaven right here on earth.
They're family and I love them, but they do look like they've all been carved out of cream cheese.
Marshall waves back at the two women.
Clary, I'm surprised at you talking about your kin that way.
As somebody always said, if you can't say anything nice about anybody, come sit by me.
It's a good one.
Shelby comes by, leading an elderly man.
Miss Wazer.
What?
There's somebody that wants to see you.
Who? I've opened a can of worms for you.
What?
She turns around.
Hell! Owen Jenkins.
Hello, Louisa. Remember me?
My God, you look different. Have you shrunk?
He shakes his head.
You look terrific. You've hardly changed at all.
I'm not as sweet as I used to be.
Turning away from him. Elsewhere, a choir sings.
Jesus, Lord,
I cannot believe Shelby did that. Owen, after all these years, I'm not sure I can be gracious under pressure.
Shelby does a lot of things I can't believe.
Malin, what's wrong with you these days? You got a reindeer up your butt.
Everybody! Tommy, get all these people outside! Come on, everybody! Come on! Just one moment of your time, folks, now.
Wazer and Malin glare at each other.
Today, my daughter told me a big secret.
Daddy.
Now, don't worry, honey. I'm not going to tell him you're pregnant. I'm just going to tell him. I'm just going to tell him I'm going to be a granddaddy.
Marlene walks off. Anel runs to the piano. Clarie runs to Marlene and kisses her.
And the doctor said Shelby couldn't have children.
Yeah, what do they know? I guess she showed them.
The doctor said she shouldn't have children. There's a big difference.
This baby is not exactly great news.
Jackson and Shelby.
Oh, Malin, I really wish I had some words of wisdom, but I don't. So why don't we just focus on the joy of the situation?
It'll be fine.
Absolutely.
You know what they say? That which does not kill us makes us stronger.
They pile up their hands.
Nothing pleases Shelby more than proving me wrong.
Malin adds her hand atop the pile. Meanwhile, drum with Shelby and Jackson.
Oh, and to my new grandbaby. May he be as good looking as I am.
Later, a little blonde boy sits with the family at a picnic table. Everyone wearing red, white, and blue hats. Drum stands up, holding a camera.
Go ahead, blow it out, buddy. Go ahead, blow it out.
Oh, this is boring as hell.
Oh, you only have your first birthday once.
Everybody's making a wish.
Oh, I wish you just blow out the candle. No, I can't stand this.
Tommy starts to blow it out.
Don't you dare. Look.
Come on, here we go.
One, two. Three.
Now Jonathan blows out the candle with a party noisemaker. Later, Shelby and her mother come out of the house.
So, I'll be back from Truvy's in about an hour. Anything you want?
I think I'll come with you. I want to get my hair cut. Short. And I want Truvy to do it. It'd be so much easier to take care of. I'd love to be able to just run my fingers through it and go.
I think that would be precious.
I feel the need to make things as simple as possible. Let me go tell Jackson.
Running back into the house. Later, at the beauty parlor, Malin carries her grandson and walks towards Shelby.
Shelby, I just can't seem to find the wipes.
They're in my bag. Is he wet?
Malin hands
He's
a bag
muddy.
To Clarie.
Miss Clarie, finish about your nephew. Get to the good stuff.
Well, hell, I have to admit... Marshall did go about it the wrong way.
Picking out the whites.
He marched in.
Then handing them to Malin.
And without so much as a hello, he said, Mom and Daddy, I have something to tell you. I have a brain tumor. I have 3 months to live. Well, naturally, Drew and Belle became hysterical. Then he said, Hey, folks, I'm only kidding. I'm just gay.
That was his idea of breaking the news gently?
Marshall was always very theatrical.
I wonder what Drew and Belle must be feeling about all of this.
I don't know. They have considered themselves a model family for so long. First, Nancy Beth dethroned from her Miss Merry Christmas title because of that unfortunate motel thing.
What motel thing? I don't live here anymore, remember?
Oh, Nancy Beth was discovered in a local motel with a high political official.
They were both high. They've been smoking everything but their shoes.
She's the first Miss Merry Christmas in history to be caught with her tinsel down around her knees. Well, speaking of drawers, hang on to yours. Ta-da!
Spinning Shelby's chair towards the mirror. Shelby stares silently at herself in the mirror and reaches back to feel the hair on the back of her neck.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, you don't like it. Well, I did what you asked me, didn't I?
Oh, yes, you did a beautiful job. What'd she say?
Malin comes by.
Oh, sweetheart, don't.
Shelby stands
up. Please don't cry, or I will too. I have a strict policy that nobody cries alone in my presence. I love it.
Shelby on the verge of tears.
Yeah.
Malin smiles, and Shelby nods her head.
Okay. Well, not truly.
Kicking off the smock.
Let's do my nails.
This is a treat. Nobody around here ever wants a manicure. Well, I don't think I would even know what to charge for a full day's beauty. Well, I'm going to need one, too. Well, I am going to paint my front door red and change my name to Elizabeth Arden.
Amen.
Amen. Hanel, I'm going to need some more cuticle oil.
Is it still
second shelf?
Hanel goes off.
Was she praying?
Yes.
Why?
Got me. Maybe she was praying for Marshall and Drew and Belle. Maybe she was praying for us because we were gossiping. Maybe she was praying because the elastic is shot in her pantyhose. Who knows? She prays at the drop of a hat these days.
How long has she been this way?
Since Mardi Gras. She had her choice of going to a Bible weekend with her Sunday school class or to New Orleans with me and two other sinners.
Well, what does a boyfriend have to say?
Well, Sammy's so confused, he don't know whether to scratch his watch or wind his butt. He says he could deal with another man in her life, but he's having trouble with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Anel returns.
Oh, well, does Marshall have, you know, friends?
Well, we discussed that. I asked him how he met people. In my day, you could tell by a man's carriage and demeanor which side his bread was buttered on. But in this day and age, who knows? I asked Marshall, how can you tell? And he said, all gay men have track lighting. And all gay men are named Mark, Rick, or Steve.
Weezer walks up to the house.
Morning! What's so funny in that? Larry, he's just been telling us this true story of track lighting.
Oh, I love mine. Highlights my new artwork. Since when do you have track lighting?
About 3 weeks. It's in the foyer up the staircase. My grandson's idea.
I haven't seen him in ages. How is he?
Steve's fine.
Shelby laughs silently.
Shelby? Oh, God. Your hair is so short. Lisa, you're almost chipper. Why are you in such a good mood? You run over a small child or something?
Tomatoes.
Into Clary's lap.
You give all these to me?
Somebody's got to take them. I hate them. I try not to eat healthy food if I can possibly help it. The sooner my body gives out, the better off I'll be.
Getting Coke from the machine on the porch.
I can't get enough grease into my diet.
Then why do you grow them?
Because I'm an old Southern woman, and we're supposed to wear funny-looking hats and ugly clothes and grow vegetables in the
garden. She sits down, then removes the bag of tomatoes from underneath her.
Don't ask me those questions. I don't know why. I don't make the rules.
Oh, now that's attractive, Weezer.
Shelby places her hands on the manicure table. Truvy looks at her arms.
Shelby. Oh, honey, what have you done to yourself?
It doesn't hurt.
Malin, have you seen this?
Yes, I have.
Well, the doctor's just trying to strengthen my veins. They're in terrible shape.
God. Shelby, it looks like you've been driving nails up your arms. What is going on?
Shall we tell him, Mama?
Well, I guess we can't keep it a secret any longer. Shelby has been driving nails up her arm.
It's my dialysis. It's no big thing. Well, don't look at me like that. Having Jack Jr. put too much strain on my kidneys now they're kaput, that's all. The doctor said this would probably happen.
That's all? That's all, she says.
Do you do this dialysis forever?
Well, I could, I suppose, but that's not real convenient when you're trying to keep up with Jack Jr., so I'll just have a kidney transplant, I'll be fine.
Is it that easy?
Sure. They do them all the time in Shreveport, 3 or 4 a week.
They do. Our Sunday school class was just praying for one the other day.
But the hard part is finding the kidney, isn't it? I saw something about it on TV. Very dramatic. These medical teams fly all over the place taking hearts and kidneys and who knows what else. You know what impressed me the most? They carry those organs in beer coolers.
Oh, stop it.
Those doctors take out their six-packs, throw in some dry ice in a heart, and get on a plane.
How long do you have to wait for one?
Well, there are people on dialysis that have been waiting for years.
That must be agony.
Well, I suppose, but I'm lucky I don't have to wait anymore. Mama's gonna give me one of her kidneys.
Malin looks up from her chair.
When?
We check in tomorrow morning.
Weezer glares at her. Clary looks at Weezer. Truvy looks at Clary, then at Shelby.
So you better get going on my nails.
And now I'm dripping.
Sorry.
In a supermarket.
I shouldn't have said that.
Said what?
Back at Truvy's. I said I'd be better off when my body wears out. I shouldn't have said that in front of Shelby. And I didn't mean that.
Weezer, nobody pays any attention to you.
But I feel bad, Clary. I'm a terrible person.
No, you're not. You'd give your dog a kidney if he needed one.
Clary fills up the shopping cart with cans of pork and beans.
Clary, this is just a gesture. We're not feeding Drum till the end of time.
Drum loves pork and beans. Eats them with everything.
That explains a lot.
Chanel and Sammy drive up to her house.
You're supposed to soak the red beans overnight.
But we don't have overnight. And I want to take it to them before they leave for the hospital tomorrow.
Well, let's cook something else.
I already bought all the stuff, and it's in the freezes beautifully section of my cookbook. I want to take something that freezes beautifully.
And then we'll make red beans and rice.
Sammy Duane DeSoto, what is this in my frigidaire?
Bear.
I don't care what you do in your refrigerator, but you will not keep liquor in mine.
She opens the beer can, takes it outside, and pours it on the ground.
Oh, a nail, for Christ's sakes.
Who?
Christ.
Who did you say?
Christ, Christ, Christ.
Are you speaking of our Lord? Is that whose name you're taking in vain?
That's the one.
Oh, well, I am sorry, Sammy. But I'm not about to spend the next 50 years of my life with someone who I'm not going to run into in the hereafter.
Oh, Nell, God damn it.
I think we should pray.
She kneels.
Oh, I'd rather eat dirt.
Walking outside. Meanwhile, Truvy stands by.
Shelby says her half of the operation's easy.
As Spud works under his truck.
The wind is terrible. They basically have to saw her in half to get the kidney out.
Yeah? Well, they do it on Circus of the Stars all the time.
Don't joke about it, Spud. I feel awful for him.
Yeah, we all.
I guess the Eatontons are lucky. They all know how much they mean to each other. Maybe I'm jealous.
Hand me that socket wrench, would you?
Which one's a socket wrench?
A socket wrench.
A socket. This funny looking thing.
Yeah, thank you.
At the Eatonton house, they play cards and eat popcorn.
That's not funny.
Okay, no more transplant jokes. Daddy doesn't like them.
Oh, turn it.
Oh, Mama.
Looking at his cards.
Give me all your internal organs. I mean aces.
Drum gets up.
Gosh, Dad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. It just slipped out.
Go fish. Look, I'm going to put this little one to bed. Oh, Mama, I'll do it. No, let me. After tomorrow, it'll be a long time before I can pick him up again.
Yeah, so much for the card game.
Movie!
It's old and black and white.
Right. Nothing dirty there.
Oh, I got it. A classic.
Jonathan brings a video.
A tale of two kidneys.
Drum snatches the tape from him and heaves it onto the couch.
That's not funny. Oh.
At Anel's house.
I overslept because I was up late cooking. I've got to get these beans to the eating tins. It's my Sunday to count the offering, and I just know I'm going to miss church.
A nail? Cool. Down. I'm gonna have to turn the hose on you.
You don't know what I'm gonna do.
Well, I know what you're gonna do. You are gonna get in this car. We're gonna drop that pot of beans off at the Eatonton house. And then you are going to church with me.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, honey, God don't care which church you go to, as long as you show up.
In church. Truvy, Clary, and Annelle sit next to each other. Owen, in the choir, walks down the aisle. Lisa walks in. Owen waves at her. She winks back at him.
Lisa, what brings you here?
Shut up.
I was just wondering how things were with you and Owen.
Weezer sits down in front of Truvy.
I can report that the Sherwood Flurries delivery truck stops by her house at least twice a week.
He knows I like fresh flowers.
And I can report that a strange car is parked in her garage at least once a week.
There. My secret is out. I am having an affair with a Mercedes Benz.
You're in the house of the Lord.
Well, she has. Weezer never done a religious thing in her life.
Now, that is not true. When I was in school, a bunch of my friends and I would dress up as nuns and go bar hopping.
After church.
Weezer, forgive me, but I've just been dying to ask you this. You and Owen, you know,
Wait. I have to get a mental picture of this.
A dirty mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Well,
not that this is any of anyone else's business, but no, we're friends. He would like more, and I'm dealing with that. But I am old and set in my ways.
You are playing hard to get.
Hey, she should be playing beat the clock.
At the hospital.
Miss Sillard, is 240 on telemetry?
Yes, he is.
Thank you. May I help you? Someone will be there in a minute. Wendy, can you check 240's RV?
Sure.
Jackson paces back and forth in the waiting room. Drum sits and wipes his face with his hand. Weezer sits with Truvy and takes out a cigarette. Clary approaches them and sits down. Weezer puts her arm around her. Annelle stands and prays. Two doctors walk in. Drum, Jackson, and Jonathan turn their heads to face the doctors.
Looks good. Looks real, real good.
Thanks.
Later, Annelle drives to Truvy's house, now decorated with jack-o'-lanterns. Inside, she passes through a Halloween-decorated curtain, where a cake sits on a table.
Surprise!
Truvy, Melin, and Clary remove their masks.
I can't believe this!
I have always wanted to give a wedding shower with a monster motel.
That's what you get for getting married on Halloween. Yes.
And finally, Weezer takes her mask off. They sit around a table holding several gift-wrapped boxes. Melin opens the card as Annelle unwraps the first box.
Quiet down, quiet down. It says better late than never.
Orange lingerie.
Ooh, look out,
Hubba Hubba.
Who's that from?
It's not signed.
Yeah, let me see.
Clary examines the card.
Weezer.
Annelle tosses the lingerie to Truvy.
I'd recognize this penmanship anywhere. Ooh. You have the handwriting of a serial killer.
Annelle, I just thought Sammy wouldn't mind you reading the Bible in bed as long as you were wearing something inspirational. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
What
the woman hands a large box to Annette.
This is from Shelby. She's awful sorry she couldn't be here. She's on duty.
How is she?
Fine.
In a maternity ward.
The baby runs, but I haven't fed Alex, okay?
Okay.
Gotta get home now for Halloween.
Have a good evening.
She goes to the waiting area.
Shelby, this is too cute.
Holding baby clothes.
Where did you find it?
Aunt Fern made it. I can't wait to get home and try it on Jack. I think I even taught him how to say trick-or-treat or something.
The lady at the desk puts it back in a shopping bag.
Something kind of like it. Could you hand me that bag, Pam?
Pam returns the bag to Shelby.
Thanks.
Good night.
Good night.
At Truby's, a young man comes to the door with a package.
Here you go, Miss Truby.
Thank you, honey. And if this don't work on my husband, maybe you can come back
yes,
later.
Yes, ma'am. Thank
Truby
you.
Hands the man a tip.
Looks like somebody's husband's coming home tonight.
Well, when you work a 7-day stretch on an offshore oil rig, all you want to do on your day off is sleep. But I'm going to do everything I can to keep him
putting
up.
The package in the fridge.
Anne Boleyn had 6 fingers.
In the beauty parlor.
Who's Anne Boleyn?
Anne Boleyn. She was one of the 6 wives of Henry VIII.
Oh, well, I never watched public television.
She had 6 fingers.
Well, what happened to the other 4?
She had 11 total.
Are you trying to confuse me, Clary?
No. I just want to expose us to a little more culture. And that's not easy to come by in this neck of the woods. Hey, Weezer, how about taking a theater trip to New York?
I don't want to expose myself to anything.
You should broaden your horizons.
You broaden your horizons your way, and I will broaden my horizons mine.
I'm going to support the arts in this area.
I'll write a check. I support art. I just don't have to see it.
It wouldn't hell if you...
Clary, can I get one thing straight with you? I do not see plays because I can nap at home for free. And I don't see movies because they're trash. And they got nothing but naked people in them. And I don't read books because if they're any good, they're going to make them into a miniseries.
You know, you would be a much more contented, pleasant person if you would find ways to occupy your time.
I am pleasant? Damn it! I just saw Drum Eating in this morning at the Piggly Wiggly, and I smiled at the son of a bitch, for I could help myself.
Annell rips the tape off Weezer's upper lip and releases the back of the chair.
I'm sorry, Miss Weezer.
Now, take your Bible and shove it where the sun doesn't shine.
At Shelby's house, she sits on the front porch with her son.
There we go. And we'll zip you up, and we'll go trick-or-treating right after dinner. And let's go in and make some spaghetti.
Lifting him onto his shoulders, then lowering him back to the floor.
Okay.
She sits on the floor, then crawls up the 2 steps from the screened porch into the house.
Let's go call Daddy, okay?
Later.
Shelby?
In the kitchen. Jack is on the floor. The refrigerator is open, and food is on the stove, unattended.
Shelby? What's the matter, pal?
Lifting up his son and kissing him.
Shelby!
Looking around the kitchen.
Shelby! Okay, buddy. All right. Shelby!
He puts Jack back down. On the back porch, Shelby lies on the floor, one hand holding a telephone.
Baby? Shelby?
Lifting her by the shoulders. Elsewhere, Malin rushes down a corridor. In the waiting room, a doctor talks to Malin and Jackson. An IV bag is attached. Shelby has tubes in her mouth and nose. Mother looks in through a window. The medical device rises with air and falls, and rises again and falls. Malin, now at Shelby's bedside, stroking her arm and kissing her hand. Shelby remains motionless. Her mother raises Shelby's leg and bends the knee back and forth. A nurse comes in.
Morning.
Morning, Gladys. We're doing our Jane Fonda.
The exercises are good for him.
Malin kneels alongside the bed and holds up a photograph.
Here's the one where you're holding him. And you're looking at him and he's looking at you and then y'all looked over at me. Remember? Open your eyes, Shelby. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Look at him. He wants you to open your eyes, Shelby. He wants you to open your eyes.
The medical staff surround the bed and inject medication from a syringe into a tube. From outside Shelby's room, Malin rests her head on the windowsill as her husband and sons stand beside her. She goes over to Tommy and kisses and hugs him. A nurse brushes past them on her way into the room.
Lesson 3.
Malin reads aloud from a book.
Never be afraid to try a brave new look.
As her husband enters the room.
Now that can mean daring to wear.
And rubs her shoulders.
A sexy slip of a dress that bears.
Honey, it'll do you good to get out for a while. Eat a real dinner.
She shoves him back.
What if she wakes up for 2 minutes and I'm not here?
Shoving him again.
For example, we know where you can get a top-of-the-line hairstyle.
Jackson kneels beside the bed and kisses Shelby's hand, then rests his head on his hands. In the waiting room, Malin sits, her hand on her forehead. Drum stands by the door, as does Jackson. The hospital staff approach Jackson with a clipboard and a pen. He examines the paper and signs it. Someone presses a button. Someone removes the tube from Shelby's nose. On a medical device, a green graph and the number 36. Drum stands over her and watches. He walks out, leaving Jackson, who walks over, bends down to her, and then leaves. The display on the medical device reads 25. Fourteen. Eight. Malin remains, chokes back her tears. Continues to hold her daughter's hand. Finally, she too leaves, joining the others in the waiting room. She speaks to her husband.
Call Clary. Call Conley's funeral home, that's nicest. Jackson, you're gonna have to get her pink suit. The one with the little red cherries on the pail. Where's Jack Jr.?
It burns.
She rushes out. Later. Malin. Alone. Drives on an empty road. Past a bayou. In the twilight of evening. Still holding back tears. At the house, Jackson's Aunt Fern holds Jack and carries him out of the house onto the porch. Malin walks up the steps to the porch and smiles. Aunt Fern puts Jack down on the ground, and he walks towards his grandmother, smiling. Holds him in her arms, kisses him, and starts to cry. At Truvy's house, Truvy goes to the front door and switches the sign from open to closed. Spud, in a white shirt and tie, follows her.
Does this tie go?
You look real nice.
Thought I'd come with you to the funeral, if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
They go back inside. Spud sits at a chair in the salon and fumbles with his tie.
I feel sorry for him, you know? I mean, especially Jackson. Losing Shelby like that. Something like that ever happened to me, I don't know. I don't know what I'd do.
Truvy looks at him with the faintest of smiles.
A thing like this just doesn't make any sense. No sense at all.
I just keep thinking about what a nail says. The Lord works in mysterious ways.
Spud lifts a wooden spoon from a tub of goop.
What the hell's this for?
It makes you pretty.
He puts the spoon back in the tub. He looks at her, and she nods her head. They both smile. At the cemetery, a man in a black suit stands next to the black hearse. Men and women, most of them dressed in black, walk along a path through the cemetery. Jackson walks, his parents on either side of him. Drum walks with Jonathan and Tommy. Drum hugs Tommy. Both sons get back in the car. Malin stands alone, facing the casket at the graveside. Drum watches her, sighs, and looks down. Truvy and Spud walk by and stop. Truvy goes over to Malin. Spud watches and keeps walking. Clary and Wisa talk to the minister. Anel stands outside Sammy's truck.
Come on home.
She motions for him to wait in the truck, and she walks off. Truvy, Clary, Louisa, and Annelle approach Malin, who still stands facing the casket.
How you holding up, honey?
I'm fine.
It was a beautiful service.
Malin nods her head.
The flowers were the most beautiful flowers I have ever seen.
They were beautiful.
Her back still turned towards them.
Miss Malin, should make you feel a lot better that Shelby is with her king.
Malin turns to her with a blank face.
Yes, Annelle, I guess it should.
We should all be rejoicing.
Will you go on ahead? I'm sorry if I don't feel like it. I guess I'm a little selfish. I'd rather have her here.
Miss Malin.
Approaching her.
I don't mean to upset you by saying that. It's just that when something like this happens, I pray very hard to make heads or tails of it. And I think that in Shelby's case, she just wanted to take care of that little baby and of you, of everybody she knew. And her poor little body was just worn out. It just wouldn't let her do all the things she wanted to. So she went on to a place where she could be a guardian angel. She will always be young. She will always be beautiful. And I personally feel much safer knowing that she's up there on my side.
Malin looks at her.
It may sound real simple and stupid, and maybe I am, but that's how I get through things like this.
Thank you, Nell. I appreciate that. And it's a real good idea. Shelby, as you know, wouldn't want us to get mired down and wallow in this. We should handle it the best way we know how and get on with it. That's what my mind says. I wish somebody would explain it to my heart.
Drum says you never left her side for a second.
Well, I couldn't leave my Shelby. I just sat there and kept on pushing the way I always have where Shelby was concerned. I was hoping she'd sit up and argue with me. And finally, we realized there was no hope. We turned off the machines. Drum left. He couldn't take it. Jackson left. I find it amusing. Men are supposed to be made out of steel or something. I just sat there. I just held Shelby's hand. There was no noise. No tremble. Just peace.
A tear falls from Truvy's eye, and she wipes her face.
Oh, God. I realize, as a woman, how lucky I am. I was there when that wonderful creature drifted into my life. And I was there when she drifted out. It was the most precious moment of my life.
Clary and Louisa clasp each other's hand.
I gotta get back.
Walking off.
Has anybody got a mirror?
Does anybody have a mirror?
Truvy offers up hers to Malin.
I don't know how you're doing on the inside, honey, but your hair's just holding up beautiful.
Malin looks at herself.
Shelby was right. This is a brown football.
Breaking into tears.
Oh, honey, are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. I can jog all the way to Texas and back, but my daughter can't. She never could. Oh, God. I'm so mad. I don't know what to do.
want to know why. I want to know why Shelby's life is over. I want to know how that baby will ever know how wonderful his mother was. Will he ever know what she went through for him? Oh, God, I want to know why! Why? Lord, I wish I could understand.
No. She turns and walks away, no. And the women follow her.
It's not supposed to happen this way. I'm supposed to go first. I've always been ready to go first. I don't think I can take this. I don't think I can take this. I just want to hit somebody till they feel as bad as I do. I just want to hit something. I want to hit it hard.
Clarie offers up Weezer.
Hit this. Go ahead, Merlin. Slap her.
Are you crazy?
Hit her. Are you high, Clarie?
Clarie, have you lost your mind?
We'll sell T-shirts saying I slapped Weezer Boudreau. Hit her.
Miss Clarie, enough.
Weezer breaks free from her.
This is your chance to do something for your fellow man. Knock her lights out, Malin.
Let go of me.
Punching her.
Malin, you just missed a chance of a lifetime. Half a Chicopin parish will give the eye teeth to take a whack of Weezer.
Oh. You are a pig from hell.
Soaking off.
Weezer, don't leave.
Weezer, I was just kidding. Come back. Oh.
Weezer turns back just enough to raise her fist, then keeps on going.
A Christian thing to do.
And now you gotta lighten up.
Later, Weezer sits by herself on a garden bench. Clarie walks by and sees her. Starts to smile. Tiptoes in her direction. Weezer spots her. Then turns away from her.
Go away. Okay, all right, hit me then. I deserve.
You are evil, and you must be destroyed.
Mother Nature's taking care of that faster than you could. Things were getting entirely too serious for a moment. We needed to laugh. I bet Lloyd got a kick out of it.
Lloyd got a great deal of enjoyment at my expense when he was alive.
Weezer. You know I love you more than my luggage.
Taps her arm against hers, and Weezer whacks her right back. They exchange more whacks.
Oh, my. Stop, bitch.
Pushing Clarie off the bench. Clarie stands up and continues to laugh.
You are too twisted for color
they
TV.
They push at each other back to back.
Have your roots done.
Grabbing at her hair. Meanwhile, Anil carries a couple of coffee mugs to Malin and Truvy.
I shouldn't have gone on the way I did. I made everybody cry. Sorry.
Silly. Laughter through tears is my favorite emotion.
Jack plays on a blanket.
Maybe I should have an emotional outburst more often.
Anil joins Jack on the blanket.
Maybe I should start having him at home. Drum would be so pleased.
Clarie and Weezer come by. Arm in arm.
Well, I'm glad to see the two of you made up.
Weezer can never stay mad at me. She worships the quicksand I walk on.
Weezer goes to Malin and they hug.
Malin, you're in my prayers, honey.
Anil glances up at Weezer, who turns back at her with a grimace.
Yes, Anil, I pray. Well, I do. There, I said it. I hope you're satisfied.
I have suspected this all along.
Oh, well, don't you expect me to come to one of your churches? One of those tent revivals with all those Bible beaters doing God only knows what. They'd probably make me eat a live chicken.
Not on your first visit.
Very good, Anil. Spoken like a true smart ass.
Pointing an approving finger. Anil turns to Jack. Removing a photograph from his mouth.
Are you eating my picture?
Weezer and Clarie reach Drum and Sammy. Drum, with his back to Weezer, taps her with his elbow. Weezer gives Drum a gentle punch in the back and walks off. Malin loads Jack into a swing and pushes him back and forth.
Miss Malian. I don't know if this is the right time or place, but I wanted to tell you that Sammy and I have decided if this baby's a girl, we'd like to name it Shelby, since she was the reason we met in the first place. If you don't mind, Shelby would love that. I'm tickled pink.
What are you going to name it if it happens to be a boy?
Shelby, I guess. That's how it should be. Life goes on.
Next Easter. Children crowd a flower-filled hillside looking for eggs to fill their baskets. Jackson leads Jack up the hill. A very pregnant Annelle and Sammy in a rabbit costume walk by.
I've never been so uncomfortable in all my life.
We'll talk about uncomfortable when you're 9 months pregnant, okay?
Ruby and Spud drive up. He turns her to face the driver's side window.
Come on now, keep those eyes closed, woman. I'm gonna staple them shut.
They're closed! What is it?
Closed.
Okay, now?
Ready?
Yep.
Signs on a building read, Grand Opening.
Okay, open them up.
Truvies West, now two locations to serve you. Meanwhile, Annelle places the rabbit head.
Jesus!
Lighten up.
On Sammy, backwards.
Yeah, can you just burst through those bushes and hop over to where the kids are, okay?
Handing him a basket.
What bushes? I can't see shit!
Over there!
Pointing.
Over there! I'm an adult, you know, I'm not a five-year-old.
Jonathan and Tommy start up the egg and spoon race.
Go! Come on!
Okay, Jack.
Kyrie holds Jack in her arms.
I'll tell you a story. Hmm? Once upon a time, there was a beautiful young girl named Shelby. And Shelby had a lovely, kind, and wonderful good fairy named Clary.
Now, Weezer arrives with Owen.
There was also a horrible, evil, ugly witch named Weezer.
I hate these stupid neighborhood things.
No one's twisting your arm to keep you here.
Well, I have to be sociable.
Hey, Rhett's here.
Drum picks up a black magic marker.
Let's connect the bald spot.
Walking toward the dog.
Drum, eat shit and die. Hello, Malin.
Weezer, Owen.
Good to see you too, Weezer, Owen.
Quit it, Drum! Stop egging him on!
And everyone lived happily ever after. And the nasty, wicked, evil, wretched, horrible, mean Weezer was never heard from again. Now, it's almost time for the Easter Bunny. Run on down.
Jack runs to a stuffed rabbit lying on the ground. Weezer steps away from Owen. She strides over to Jack from behind a tree, dropping to her knees on the ground.
Hi, Jack! You remember me? It's your old pal Weezer.
Malin pours iced tea for Tommy and watches as Jack slaps Weezer in the face. Malin puts the pitcher down on the table.
Jack! Come here!
Jack runs off to Malin, who picks him up and hugs him.
Is he all right?
Yes, he's all right.
And Annelle stands up.
Truly.
Oh, honey, it's okay. It's okay. Women have babies every day. Malin, Jonathan, quick. Get that Easter Bunny over here now.
Hey, Tommy, we're safe.
Why? What's going on?
What's... Oh, my God! He's going to have a baby. Come get a doctor. I got help! Annelle's arms around Malin and Truby. Kyrie motions them towards Spud's truck. They load Annelle in. truck backs up, and everyone waves as it heads off. Sammy, still in full Easter Bunny costume, hops onto Louie's motorcycle. Credits. Sally Field as Malin Edenton. Dolly Parton as Truby Jones. Shirley MacLaine as Weezer Boudreau. Daryl Hannah as Annelle Dupuis de Soto. Olympia Dukakis as Clary Belcher. Julia Roberts as Shelby Eatonton Latchery. Tom Skerritt as Drum Eatonton. Sam Shepard as Spud Jones. Dylan McDermott as Jackson Latchery. Kevin J. O'Connor as Sammy DeSoto. Bill McCutcheon as Owen Jenkins. Anne Wedgeworth as Aunt Fern. Noel Johnson as Tommy Eatonton. Jonathan Ward as Jonathan Eatonton. Phoebe Besh as Belle Marmillion. Janine Turner as Nancy Beth Marmillion. James Wilczek as Marshall Marmillion. Nancy Parsons as Janice Van Meter. Robert Ginnivan as Mayor Van Meter. Tom Hodges as Louis Jones. Rick Hurst as Mark Boone. Robert Harling as Minister. C. Hauser as Jack Jr. at 1 year old. Daniel Camp as Jack Jr. at 3 years old. Norman Fletcher as Mr. Latchery Sr. Laurie Tate as Mrs. Latchery Sr. Robert Adams as Dr. Judd. Carol Sutton as Nurse Pam. Aja Sansone as Monique. Rodney Allen Fulton as Bobby Ray Ross. Spencer Henderson and Sandra Asbury Johnson as Dancing Couple. Gail J. Odom as Church Singer. Betsy Whithall as Church Organist. Oscar J. Bienvenu Jr. as Doctor. Teresa Bodion as Receptionist. Gladys Mallard and Betty J. Dove as Nurses. Travis Harrison as Delivery Boy. James Shapkoff III as Delivery Man. Walker Marr as Newspaper Boy. Robert R. Morgan as Cook. Roger D. McCann and Debbie McCann as Cook's Helpers. Originally produced on the New York stage by the WPA Theater. Kyle Resnick, Artistic Producer. Special thanks to Northwestern State University of Louisiana. Filmed in the city and with the people of Nacogdoches, Louisiana. Copyright 1989, TriStar Pictures, Inc. Audio description by Lou Lasher.